in the 21st century. We've got to move there in education, and we haven't done that yet.
To help us more strategically manage our teacher education enrollments.
SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpfer and State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya appearing together on UB South Campus at Hayes Hall. Both Zimpfer and Ilya point to baby boomer retirements as a major cause of the teacher shortage.
That's really causing a gap that's faster than we were prepared for. So even though there have been difficulties getting jobs in the past, that is going to radically change.
Nationwide, with baby boomers retiring, TeachNY projects there will be the need for 1.6 million teachers in the next decade. The chancellor and commissioner met with UB doctoral students. They told the leaders they need community and school partnerships with the university.
I do think that we heard the importance of ongoing, continuing support for teachers. It doesn't just happen when they're in a college program and then they graduate and for 1 year they have a mentor in that school. It happens on an ongoing basis, and the concept of continuous improvement is very important.
You know, this is a really combination of a demand and supply issue.
Dr. Jack Young Lee is dean of the Graduate School of Education at UB. He says they're working closely with local school superintendents to assess classroom needs.
So what we are trying to do is, you know, providing professional development support for the teachers and who are working in the disadvantaged school setting. So for example, like English language learner support, special education support.
I think we're a little guilty of overproducing teachers in certain fields and underproducing in others.
Some of the critical shortage areas in teaching include special educators and science and math. Christine Givner is the Dean of College of Education at SUNY Fredonia.
And we've been very engaged at the state level as well as the regional level to engage our partners and our faculty to make sure that we have cutting-edge teacher education programs that are clinically rich from the very beginning, so that they have multiple opportunities to go into the field. They're mentored by teachers in the field. They become part of a community of practice.
SUNY Fredonia is actively focused on improving programs in its education department and recruiting first-rate students to fill future teacher needs. Chancellor Zimpfer says it's time to lift up the teaching profession.
That's what we heard. Teachers want to be respected. They want people to understand the work that they do. And most of all, at the heart of it, these are dedicated people who chose teaching because they wanted to help young people learn. They want to be recognized for their own professionalism.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.